This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Matt Clark. Matt is the founder of The Virtual Edge, through which he's helped over 1,700 entrepreneurs from more than 26 countries create systems to grow exponentially. He's a seasoned expert in the field of sales, marketing, and business development, with more than a decade of experience in various industries, from energy to telecom and more. He's also a TV show host of The Rainmaker Show, which airs on Apple TV. We are going to be talking today about LinkedIn, one of my favorite topics. So thanks so much for being here today, Matt.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I am thrilled to have you here. I think so many people are, I'm trying to think of the polite way of saying they are misusing LinkedIn and, right? And not helping themselves. So, okay, I'm trying to figure out like which question I want to ask first. Here's my first question. Explain to the listeners what the value really is or should be of being on LinkedIn.
Yeah, great question. So I kind of look at it like this, right? Everyone says social media and they bundle LinkedIn with the social media family, right? But the truth is LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network, right? There's over a billion people. There's almost a billion people on LinkedIn around the world, with I think 80 or 90% of them being professionals, right? And a lot of them being decision makers. So the why LinkedIn is because you can go out and network with your exact ideal client. I kind of look at it like this, is if you've ever been, well, let me ask you this. I mean, have you ever been to a networking event before?
Sure.
Okay. So you get a couple of different kinds of people. You get those people who go and like hand business cards out to everybody and anybody. Okay. And you land up seeing a whole pile of them in the dustbin afterwards. There's those people who sit in the corner and don't say anything to anybody and waste the opportunity of being at the network. And then there's those people who stand in front and actually make an impact, right? You can see there's something different about them. And the networking that they're doing is very strategic, right? They're looking for the right kind of either people to become clients or partners or suppliers, or even looking for people who they can introduce to their network. So how we look at LinkedIn is that you are able to actually go and have your ideal client or referral partner or provider or supplier or potential staff member, and you can go and specifically look for them based on a very detailed search. So for us, especially in the B2B space, it is the most direct and straightforward way to get in front of your ideal clients and people that have your ideal clients as part of the network. So all the resources that you need to grow your business.
Okay, that is so great. And I love the analogy to like an actual in-person. So before we talk about like best practices, What do you see people doing? I'll say incorrectly. I want to say wrong, but I'll say incorrectly. Yeah.
So if we go back to the analogy of the people at the business networking meeting, right? One of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they be that person that goes and hands their card out to absolutely everybody. Right? Yeah. They're not intentional. They've got a spray and pray method. They're just throwing spaghetti against the wall, but they're also throwing the sauce and the meatballs and everything. And the only thing that's sticking is a big mess. Right? So what they're doing wrong is they're not being specific in what do they do? How do they help their ideal clients get the result that they're looking to get? Right. And then actually going and looking very specifically for those people and then putting a message that is actually going to resonate with them instead of just plugging in. And I see this all the time where, because there's so many of these automation tools out there where people go in, they get an automation tool, they kind of take a templated message or they ask ChatGPT to write them a templated message, they plug it into the automation and they hope for the best. Now, while that can work, right, and it does bring very limited results, it also hurts your brand and it doesn't look good for you. Now, I've made these mistakes before myself, okay? So I'm not shooting anybody down. I've been there, I've done that. I've got the bloody knuckles and broken bones along the way. So for us now, it's about helping people do it the right way.
Okay, so I totally agree with you. And one of the things that I've noticed is I feel like I can tell when people have taken a webinar, because all of a sudden I'll get the exact same message from a variety of people in my LinkedIn, inbox that is scripted the exact same way. And I feel like, okay, do you realize that everyone else who you took that course with is also reaching out? It's so disingenuous.
100%. But look, you've also got to start somewhere. So if you're not doing anything right in the beginning, doing something is better than doing nothing, right? So even just getting into the habit of doing it is a good start. But you don't want to let that be your entire strategy, right? You've got to evolve. You've got to do the right strategy. You've got to have something that aligns to your business goals that's actually going to get you the result that you want. So I've seen that before, and I think there's just different levels to play at. But I think there's enough information out now, and there's enough people around here that have been doing it for long enough that can actually help you get the right message right from the beginning instead of just doing, the templated stuff that I see a lot of as well.
Right. All right. And let's talk about automation, because I think it's tricky for people around automating and still being genuine. So, and authentic. So how do we square that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest reason why people automate is obviously a time factor, right?
Sure.
So it takes time to sit and find these people and reach out to them and respond to messages. And as business owners or as salespeople or as a sales manager trying to manage salespeople and optimize their time, you want to make sure that you're focusing your time on the thing that's actually producing a return on investment, right? Which is your time in this particular case.
Right.
So automation sounds like a very sexy opportunity, right? It sounds like a very sexy option for this. I plug it in, set it and forget it, let it run. Problem is now so many people have done this that it sucks is the technical term, right? So my take on automation is I love automation when it's combined with AI.
Okay.
So what this means is that, I mean, the whole world has changed drastically just in the last year. And with all the tools and opportunities that are coming out, is that you can actually go in, and we've got some wonderful tools that we use, some proprietary stuff as well, whereby we train the AI to sound and speak exactly like you based on stuff that you've written before. So it's creating your own persona. Then when you're plugging in the automation, you set up your ideal target audience. You've got to position your profile in a way that shows your ideal clients or partners exactly how you're going to help them achieve a certain result in a certain time frame that removes their objections. Then the outreach happens on the automation with the AI, where the AI will now go out, read their profile, right, and actually craft a personalized message that sounds like you, but actually finds a common point of interest with them.
Whoa.
It's pretty sexy, right?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So that is where I believe that that for us, that's working really, really well. And for our clients, where we combine those two, because you do also want to have, for me, and I'm a big fan of automation, where to optimize your time, whereby you can have that automated outreach, but you want it to still be personalized so that it's going to get you a much higher connection rate. So we're seeing on average about a 79% connection rate, which is really high. But then further to that is people actually responding to the messages that you're sending out and opening up a conversation.
Right. Like that's the key. And that's the thing that everyone struggles with.
100%. So it actually all starts out not with the automation and the messages that you're using. It all starts out with how you've designed your profile and the message that you're putting out in your profile. Because that's the thing that's either when that's the first thing that people see, and they're going to look at it and they're going to be like, either this is going to be a cool conversation and I'm interested in it, or I'm not.
Right. That's interesting. I feel like the headline has a lot to do with that.
Yes, because that's the first thing people see. They see your profile, they see the headline, right? So you want to make sure that your headline is, we call it the pickup line, right? Because it's that first point of contact that's going to get them interested in you to open up the conversation. It's a conversation starter.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I'm with you so far. Okay, so do you have an example of, and you know, probably, you know, you can use a client or yourselves where the AI went out and found a profile that fit your avatar and then AI created the messaging that worked?
Absolutely. I've literally just got off of a call with a client now where we did exactly that. So when he came to us, he was positioned as a financial advisor, helping people create, you know, retire with and create generational wealth. Now, if you think about financial advisors, there's thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, right? So how do you stand out as a financial advisor? And so what we came up with was he's got that quite a good number of connections. The first thing that we did was we went and looked at who are the people in his network. And we found that he had about 1,400 business owners, 2,100 CEOs, about 2,800 CEOs. He had 739 vice presidents, 1,800 presidents. And there were a whole bunch of other people, but these were the people that we wanted to target. So now we're looking at, all right, well, what is the thing that these people want more than anything else as a front-end message that's going to track them? So here's what we came up with. And his was specifically, in fact, let me pull up the doc that I have got open over here. I help six-figure earners free up $2,000 to $10,000 per month in 90 days through the Wealth Flow Accelerator.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now he's not a financial advisor, but this is essentially what he's doing, right? So first we have money, then we show you how to invest the money so that you can retire wealthy or create generational wealth, depending on what you're doing. But the biggest problem that his ideal clients are facing is that they're earning money every month. They're earning six figures, you know, between $10,000 a month and $87,000 a month. And they're looking at their bank statements every month and they're like, where's all my money going?
Yeah.
Because I'm making money, but I'm also spending a lot of money, which means that I'm not putting the money away for my retirement or for investments or kids' schooling or, you know, whatever it is that is of importance and interest to them. So we repositioned that. Now what we do is we came up with a lead magnet, which is a very short document, 10 ways to free up $2,000 to $10,000 per month in the next 90 days. And so now the message that goes out with the automation and the AI is that he reaches out to these people who we've predetermined are in his existing network, reads their profile and says, hey, I just created a guide. I see that you are, you know, you're this kind of person, you do X, Y, and Z. It goes into, it's a lot sexier than what I just said right now, right? That's kind of like the framework that we put into the AI, but then it creates a very personalized message that's written in his voice. And he says to them, I've just created a doc that shows you how to create $2,000 to $10,000 per month in the next 90 days. Would you be interested in taking a look? Now what that does is that opens up the conversation. Right. Because now we can start going deeper into, you know, what do you do? Tell me a little bit more about X, Y, and Z. Get them on a phone call, walk them down the journey of becoming clients. And, you know, most of our clients on average book between 5 to 10 high quality sales appointments every week. That's the average. On the high end, people are booking, you know, 2 to 5 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something really key there. I mean, there's a lot that's key there, but there's one thing that I picked up on that I want you to talk about. And that is the connections that people have directly in their network, right? Like first line connections. Will you talk about that whole part of LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so this is what we call the low hanging fruit strategy. Right? Yeah. These are people who are in your network already. These are people who are connected to you, right? So there's going to be different levels of how warm they are, how engaged they are, and that depends on what you've been doing on LinkedIn. So the first way that we actually figure out how warm is this network, how engaged are they, what do they actually want, is to run a poll, right?
Yeah.
And so we run a poll asking them, you know, what is the thing that they most want to hear about? We're busy putting together a new training. What is the biggest thing they want to hear about? Give them a couple of options. And then anyone that votes, engages, comments in any way, then you open up a conversation with them.
I see.
So okay. Now you can see how warm your list is, how engaged they are, and who's actually on there.
Right, because that's the thing everybody says. Well, they're not actually on LinkedIn; they have a profile, but you know, someone's handling their.
Yeah, and do they care about what you even have to say?
Right.
You know, and that tells us, is my message landing or not? Because if the message is not landing, if we're not getting votes, if we're not getting engagement, well, then we know that our message. No one cares about what we have to say, which means we've got to reposition the message.
Okay. I get it. How long should a poll go? A week? A couple days?
Yeah, a couple days.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three to 5 days.
Okay. Now, what about engaging with people who are not in your network? So, okay, we have the low hanging fruit and we've you know, gone through that. Now what?
Cool. So now we've got there's three different campaigns that you want to be running. So we've got 11 different campaigns that we run at any given stage, but they fall under three different categories. All right. Yeah. Which is build. So you're building your network. That one should always be running. Right, you should always be building your network. And I had a really interesting conversation with one of my friends. Invited me to come and speak to his audience. There were about 1,500 people on the call. And one of the key things that we saw, and I ask this question every time, is if you look at how many connections you've got on LinkedIn right now. Okay, let's actually do this exercise with you if you're open to it. It's very quick.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, how many connections do you have on LinkedIn right now? About?
Wow. I'd have to go look, but I think, I don't know, 2,500 maybe?
Cool. So 2,500. And if you had to hazard a guess, how many people of those 2,500, what percentage would be ideal clients for you?
Oh, Well, first of all, I have to adjust that number and say it's more like 6,000. Cool. How many would be 6, ideal 000. Clients?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, well, I'll say 50%.
Okay, so 50%, right? Mm-hmm. So you've been pretty intentional about who you're connecting with.
Yeah.
Right? So that's beautiful. Okay. Most people, when I ask this question, it's between 1 to 10%.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that if you have a very low percentage of people that are your ideal clients in your network, your content is not going to be shared and it's not going to be seen because no one's going to care about it. So one of the biggest things that you can do, number one, is disconnect from anybody that is not an ideal client or potential ideal client, or someone that can get you in front of ideal clients, or someone that's going to care about what you have to say. Then,
okay, that makes sense. How are we connecting with those people to begin with? Or why are people connecting with those people to begin with?
You know, a lot of the time people have got their LinkedIn profile just up and anyone that connects, they just say yes.
Okay.
Right. And it generally starts off with like friends and family. I know for me, it happened that way as well. And then we started getting really intentional about it. And, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, if you're a speaker and you speak on stage, yeah, if you're speaking to an audience that is very wide, you're going to get a lot of different people connecting with you and wanting to connect with you. You've got to be very intentional about who you accept and who you don't accept.
Interesting.
Because we've seen people with massive audiences and massive networks on LinkedIn get zero engagement because people are from all over the world and they're not interested in what they have to say. We've also seen people with small networks of, you know, 1,500 people absolutely crushing it and, you know, booking 1 to 5 high quality, you know, bringing on 1 to 5 clients a month using the process.
Yeah.
So you always want to run the build campaign. So you reach out to them and talk to them about something that's going to be interesting. If you don't have the automation and AI tool, then what you want to do is be intentional and actually read their profile and create a personalized message. Okay, so there's the manual way and there's the automation and AI way.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Talk to them about something that's going to be interesting, but your profile is actually going to increase. If your profile is set up correctly, it's going to make sure that those connections, that connection rate is high. The second campaign is educate. So there's build, educate, and promote. The second campaign is educate. So posting content that is going to be relevant to them. So this is polls. This is, you know, checklists. This is writing a little bit about yourself, a little bit about business, things that they care about, solving problems. And the third campaign is promote. So once you see that people are actually engaging with it, the promotion generally comes in as, hey, why don't we get on a call and see what opportunities we can create together?
Okay, so that's outreach to those people who are engaging with you, with your content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, this makes so much sense. I mean, I think it's so interesting because it doesn't feel complicated to me, which I love.
Really not. But it's just intentional.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. It's intentional, which is, so many people are missing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So it's a bit of a cleanup. Really, for a lot of the people that we work with and that we see their profiles, the first part is cleanup. The second part is, you know, connect. So do the build and then start educating and start having conversations. Now, there's obviously a lot more depth that we go with this, and we've got a bunch of different strategies depending on who we work with. But that's really the basics of it. And if you think about it just like that and be intentional about who you're connecting with and the content that you're putting out, and then have a process flow on when people engage or interact in any way of how do you walk them through and actually open up a conversation with them and get a conversation going.
Yeah, boy, that is exactly it. And it also feels to me, one of the things that I love about this is that it feels like it is so much easier and more natural than the, I'm using air quotes, you know, the salesman's approach.
Totally. And here's the crazy thing. I mean, I am a salesman, right? My background is door-to-door sales. You know, we built up a $6 million a year company going door-to-door selling to businesses. And we didn't do any sales, any marketing, any advertising, nothing like that. We would just go and knock on doors. And when I looked at LinkedIn, I was like, this is the same thing, but I can be very specific and intentional, and I can do it from home. This is amazing.
Right. Yeah. And you're knocking on specific doors, not every door.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But the thing is, most people, they're trying to automate to the stage where they're actually not caring about the process, right? Yeah. They're not caring about the person. They're thinking of themselves and, I need clients, I need leads, I need money, instead of saying, let's build relationships.
Right. Right. So it really isn't a numbers game. It's being specific and intentional about, it's being productive with your time and energy.
Totally. Well, the first step is quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Right? The second step is quality and quantity. How do we scale it?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we rather want to dial our message in and dial our process in with a smaller audience. Now that we know that it is dialed in, it's connecting, people want what we have, the connection rates are good, the conversations are happening. Now we can say, all right, now we can start automating it. Now we can start thinking about how do we scale it. Now we can start running events, running webinars. We can start going after joint venture, referral partners. We can even start running LinkedIn ads.
Boy, there's a whole other subject. But I love this, you know, that this is sort of foundational and then other things build off of it. It's a great point.
Exactly. I mean, we look at the foundational aspect. So our model is in three stages, right? We call it the Rainmaker system, and it's designed to do three things. It's designed to help our clients have massive impact in the marketplace, to build sustainable growing business. And the third is to have a lifestyle instead of a glorified job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how we do that is by building three systems: lead systems, sales systems, and scale systems. And the leads and the sales are the foundational elements. Once that's dialed in, then you can scale it.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that, because so many people go instantly to scale and they end up
already,
you know, shooting at so many targets that they're not hitting any of them.
100%.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we wake up on average to 14 to 30 new conversations that are being started every single day.
Yeah. I feel that.
That's fun. It's fun. You know, now it's about, well, who do I need to disqualify to make sure that I'm only talking to awesome people that I know I can either truly help or add value to them or partner in some way or whatever it is.
Right. Right. Exactly. It just keeps going back to being intentional. I love this about, exactly. It was actually my word of the year this year. So
beautiful.
Loving every minute of it. Pardon me?
How did it go for you?
It was great. Kept me from doing things, you know, bright, shiny object sort of chasing,
right?
Me from doing it. Yeah.
Because the more you repel the people and the things that you don't want, the more you attract the people and the things that you do want.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so right. That's right. Wow. Matt, I love this conversation. This was so great. I took notes. You know, I just, it really is incredibly valuable. Thank you so much for spending this time with me.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. Thanks for asking questions. And I'm glad I could go in a little bit deeper and pull back some of the onion layers and just simplify it, really.
Yeah.
That's one of our missions. That is our mission, is to simplify business growth, because, you know, there's so much stuff out there that it's very easy to get overwhelmed,
yeah,
and land up not doing anything. And, you know, we've invested over $200,000 over the years in our own education. So we've seen what works, what doesn't work. And let's be honest, not every strategy is a good fit for every person.
Right.
And, you know, especially for us working with business coaches and consultants, you know, their clients are not on Facebook going through funnels. Their clients are not on Instagram going through funnels. Their clients are on LinkedIn. So it needs a different approach.
Exactly.
And that's why we decided, let's simplify this. Let's make sure that it helps them get their ideal clients, because, you know, they're selling, they've got offers. Most of our clients have got client lifetime values of at least $10,000.
Right.
Like all the way up to hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's exactly that. That's right. And they need to be looking at it that way, and, you know, what they need to do to continue to capture the right conversations.
100%. I mean, you know, one of our clients, one of their target audiences was trying to get into Saudi Aramco, right? Big oil company in the Middle East. And, you know, you're not going to find these guys running Facebook ads.
Yeah.
it's simple as that. But you know where they're at? They're on LinkedIn. But they're also not going to respond to an automated message.
Right.
So different strategy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I love it. Will you tell the listeners how they can find you, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the first place and the most obvious place is on LinkedIn, right? So my LinkedIn is Matt Clark Rainmaker. Very simple. Our website is thevirtualedge.com. And my Instagram is Matt Clark Rainmaker, Facebook Matt Clark Rainmaker. So we've kept it pretty simple. The only thing that's different is our website, thevirtualedge.com.
Awesome. Well, once again, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And I think this is incredibly valuable for the listeners. And speaking of the listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.